A voice that was heard regularly on this program more than 20 years ago was silenced earlier this week.
This is Haywood Hale Bruin for National Public Radio.
Haywood Hale Bruin died Wednesday. He was 83. For an all-too-brief moment in his long career, Bruin held forth on a variety of topics on All Things Considered. We shared his talent with other audiences. After a while, he came to settle at the TV program CBS Sunday Morning, where he appeared for 19 years. An actor, author, sports writer, he had a special love of horse racing. He carried only two photos in his wallet, a family photo and one of the racehorse secretariat. On TV, Haywood Hale Bruin's handlebar mustache and plaid sports jackets made him stand out. On the radio, he stood out for his image-packed sentences. Here's Mr. Bruin from May 6, 1980.
Big headlines tell us that the recession is here, and long columns full of numbers prove it. Pictures show the frightened faces of people marching to protest welfare cuts, Medicaid cuts, food stamp cuts, and rent increases. Little headlines tell me that though the sale of small pleasure boats has diminished, the demand for big yachts is still firm, and the need for luxury executive jet planes cannot be met, and that New York, for one, is driving all useful business out of its shops to make room for boutiques, which can afford fantastic rents. Pictures show the happy faces of people who are modeling oversized overalls at the price one used to pay for a whole suit that fit. The boutique may be a sort of symbol of the disjointedness of our times. President Carter and his advisors are using many yardsticks to check the economy, and I'd like to offer them a new one. When the side street poor can emerge onto our avenues with enough money for the necessities of life and can find their shops which purvey them, happy days will be here again.
Haywood Hale Bruin, from All Things Considered in 1980. He died Wednesday in Kingston, New York, at the age of 83.